Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Adam Vingan from The Athletic. We bring in our good buddy Sexy Rexy, Joe Rexrode from The Athletic. Joe, what's going on, brother?
Vingan, you keeping that area nice and tidy and, you know, sprayed and everything?
I'll wipe it down with some Clorox disinfectant wipes before I leave the studio.
I appreciate that.
How have the little Rex Rhodes been handling this self-isolation period?
It's had its ups and downs. I mean, you know, like I've liked, you know, spending more time with them. I think my wife and I have. I would say they are getting a little bit sick of each other. So, you know, it's so far it's been okay, but then you start thinking about how long this is going to last, and you know you're going to have to start getting a little bit more creative.
Yes, there's no question about that. So, Joe, obviously, we were on the air yesterday. We broke down, you know, Tom Brady announcing he's not coming back to the New England Patriots, and now it seems like he's going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What's just your initial reaction to Brady officially going to the Bucs?
Yeah, I mean it's going to be wild, and of course, you know, the Super Bowl is going to be in Tampa this year, so, you know, and the team has never played in its own stadium for Super Bowl. I don't think that'll change this year, but it's something to talk about. I mean, it's going to be, his pairing with Bruce Arians and obviously Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, you know, Cameron Braid, O.J. Howard. I mean, he's got certainly better weapons to throw to. We talked yesterday, Robbie, about, you know, the end of career switch, and some of them have worked out. You've had the Peyton Manning to Denver deal as a prime example. You win a Super Bowl in that situation. This feels more like Jordan to the Wizards to me. Maybe I'll be wrong, and if Tom proves me wrong, that's great. But I think this is going to be, you know, a pretty good team and an okay ending, but in the end, he may regret leaving New England.
So there was a tweet from Ian Rappaport earlier today talking about one of the things that Brady included on his list, and, you know, from these teams that were interested, is he wanted to see whether or not they were open to bringing Antonio Brown along with him. Obviously, we've seen that Brady appears to be close with Antonio Brown. We had Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports on bring up that possibility to us last week when it comes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Do you think Tampa Bay should give any consideration to this whatsoever? I believe we may have lost Rexrode.
Oh, sorry. That was my accidental. You got me?
Oh, there he is. He's back. Did you just mute us? Like, you weren't able to do, like, people weren't able to mute at the press conference yesterday, but you just muted us there? That's impressive, Rexrode.
Yes, we need to talk about Stillman at some point, being able to unmute his television yesterday during the Ryan Tannehill press conference. Feel free to put him on blast if you'd like.
I'm still so mad at him for that, by the way. And yes, this is proof that I do know how to mute myself, sometimes inadvertently.
That was impressive.
But, yes, that was me muting myself. Yeah, Antonio Brown, I don't know if Brady's close to them, but yeah, I mean, obviously, briefly, you know, they were going to be working together last year. And I mean, Antonio Brown's list of issues is pretty long right now. So, you know, there's a lot for him to be in this league still. I mean, that's a it's an intriguing thing to think about. But you know, I guess I would be rather surprised if it actually came about. And yes, Stillman. I mean, so I'm trying to understand. I watched his filmy video last night. Like
his disgusting lens. The lens on his phone, especially at a time when we're supposed to be clean. The guy can't even keep his phone clean. What's up with that? Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like right now, we don't need like anything filmy or cloudy. It feels worse because of you know the situation the world's in. But then, does he? So he just like left it there. He left it. Oh man, because that was real. It was very loud, very annoying, and really just kind of ruined the whole thing. So, thanks a lot, Stillman.
Joe Rexford, my colleague at The Athletic, joining us on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Joe, based on what you were able to hear of the conference calls yesterday when Stillman wasn't screwing them up, whether it was Ryan Tannehill or Dennis Kelly, what was the most interesting thing you heard out of both conference calls that grabbed your attention?
Well, I mean, that's an easy one. I mean, you know, I mean, Ryan Tannehill said said all the stuff that you'd expect. I did think that an interesting thing he said, and he was asked about it the second time, but you know, he said, you know, really hope a long-term deal is made with Derrick Henry. And you know, I think that's going to be the very popular sentiment in that locker room. I mean, you know, the tag makes sense from an ownership from a club perspective. Man, players do not like the tag. Now I know some players, you know, I mean, you get paid really well because of the tag, better than maybe you would have, but that's not the case with Derrick Henry. So you got a little glimpse of like how guys feel about that. But the most interesting thing easily was when Dennis Kelly was talking about, his exit interview, you know, not knowing he was going to come back, but he's telling John Robinson, you know, thanks, I started like football again, and that when he was playing for Chip Kelly, he started looking at jobs.com to see, you know, what he would be interested in, you know, because he thought football was ending for him. He said he joked with his wife that he accidentally has an MBA now because of his time under Chip Kelly. So Chip Kelly got Pro Football Players Look at jobs.com. That to me definitely stood out yesterday.
It's an impressive thing to put on your resume if you're Chip Kelly there. Just a motivator, expert motivator.
Because there isn't much else at the NFL level for him to be proud of. Joe, earlier, switching to another league, before you came on, we were talking about what the NHL season could look like if there is, in fact, an NHL season at some point. We were talking about this idea that TSN reported yesterday of a training camp starting in early July leading to the end of the regular season and the Stanley Cup being awarded in September, which to me seems incredibly far-fetched. So I'm going to put you in the commissioner spot for a second. You're Gary Bettman for the purpose of this question. If the NHL season were to resume, how would you frame the season? Would you have a regular season at all? Would you go straight into the playoffs? And what would your playoff format be?
Yeah, well, I would. I think, first of all, I don't want to go into September. You know, it's like the Kentucky Derby is going to opening day of college football.
Good luck.
That to me, you know, I just don't get that. And I don't think I want to mess around with football. Football is going to start, you know, at the normal time. I don't want to mess with that. I'm fine going all the way through August, though, because although you are going to be, you know, you're going to have to compete to an extent with football, preseason football is awful in the NFL, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And you know, more and more and more people, coaches are just like, I'm just not playing key players. It's just not worth a potential injury. There's a key injury every year. So I think August is still a ripe month to have stuff. I think the sports world will embrace, you know, NBA and NHL playoffs in August. So I mean, it's obviously it's more decided for you than anything, but I would have to have, again, you know, we talked to C-Mace yesterday about, you know, even you go to the Olympics and you got like sort of a mini training camp, you know, I mean, let alone something like this. So you'd have to have that. I don't think I'd go right to the playoffs. I'd have some kind of abbreviated race to the finish, and obviously it would be really abbreviated. And then again, how much, as far as the playoff format, how much time do you have, right? I think you're probably going to have to cut down either rounds, or you're going to have to cut down, you know, the first round of best of shorter of amounts. You know, you have to do a best of three somewhere. I mean, I don't know. It's all how much you can compress and how much compressing you have to do. But my elements would be, don't mess with football, but go all the way to the end of August. Have some kind of regular season, and then you're going to have to do whatever you can get in for the playoffs, you get in. But to me, it would be worth doing any of that if possible. I mean, that versus just it's all just wiped away, I think is an easy choice if you are allowed to make that choice.
Joe Rexroad from The Athletic on the line with us. And Joe, last thing for you here. Titans signed Vic Beasley yesterday, had 15.5 sacks in 2016. Two pretty struggling years after that with 5 sacks each in 17 and 18, and then 8 sacks last year. What did you make of the move by the Titans to address their pass rush in signing Vic Beasley?
Yeah, I'm underwhelmed by it. You know,
me too.
I mean, it's one of those things where this is going to have to be a case of a player turning it on like he hasn't in a few years. Now, I think Vic Beasley has a ton of ability, and he's young. And also he has, as you mentioned, one monster season. So, you know, those things are all good. You know, you like youth, you like talent, and you like at least someone who has done it. But, you know, he got a couple sacks late last season to make it 8. He's been very average, or some would say in Atlanta worse than that in the last 3 seasons. You know, it's a prove it 1-year deal. $9.5 million is a decent amount to spend on a prove it guy. I mean, it's one of those things. This is going to be a good test of, you know, I think John Robinson, is obviously he's a big teacher. He's obviously a defensive guy. You know, defensive front 7 players. That's his specialty. So can he reach this guy and get him going? And is Vic Beasley going to be more motivated because it's like this proving year? But again, last year was a contract year too. You know, so it surprised me. I don't think that much of it, but. Hey, I mean, if they can get him going and give Landry some help, then, you know, that's exactly what they need. They need somebody out there to help them. This will be an interesting project for Vrabel and kind of telling of what, you know, of what Vrabel's able to do with guys who maybe aren't producing elsewhere.
Joe Rexroad from The Athletic has been our guest here on Morning Drive, proving that he really can't go a day without talking to me. Joe, thanks for coming on with the show with us this morning. We appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. All right. Have fun. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Thanks, Joe.
When we come back, we'll continue to react to Brady going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Also, what do we make of the Vic Beasley signing? Is it going to be that much of a difference maker for the Titans? That's next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Adam Vingan here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.